I would like to share with you these words that I left my studio audience with at the end of a taping of Family Feud. I was amazed at the impact these words have had. I have never seen a video of anything I've done go viral so quickly. 58 million people viewed it. That explosive and immediate response showed me that untold numbers of people around the world are looking for the answers to a better life. I'm going to tell you something that every successful person in this world has done in his or her life or career. Every successful person has jumped. They have taken their hopes and dreams and took a leap of faith toward them. If you desire greatness in your life, eventually, you're going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life and automatically find happiness. You have to live every moment to the fullest to achieve a life of abundance. If you're waking up thinking that there is more to your life than there is, believe that there is. You have to truly believe in your heart that there is. But in order to get to that life of happiness and abundance, you are going to have to jump. When God created all of us, He gave every last one of us a gift. He never created a soul without endowing that person with a gift. Please don't think of your gift as only a talent in running, jumping, singing, or dancing. It's more than that. If you know how to network, if you can connect dots, if you draw, if you teach, if you fry chicken better than anyone else, if you can bake pies, if you can cut hair, if you can color hair, or if you can cut grass, that is your gift. I had a partner who never wanted to hang out late. Me and my friends would say to him, "Man, let's hang out." He would say, "Nah, I have to get up and cut Mrs. Johnson's grass." We kept laughing at this dude for just wanting to cut grass. He now has a landscaping company in Cleveland worth $4 million. All he does is cut grass, but he was gifted at it. I got another partner who owns a detail shop making $800,000 per year. All he does is detail cars, and he has built it into a 6 mobile truck business where he comes to you and details your car. That's his gift, and that's what he loves to do. Identify your gift. Imagine you are standing on the cliff of life, and you see people soaring by, going to exotic places, or maybe your neighbor up the street purchases a new car every 2 years, and you think, "How does he do that?" At those moments, did you ever stop and think, "Maybe this person has identified his gift," or "Maybe he is living in his gift"? Your Bible says, "Your gift will make room for you." It says your gift, not your education. I know a lot of people who have degrees that they are not using. You can go and get an education. Of course you want to be educated, but your education will take you only so far. The only way for you to soar is for you to jump. You have to take that gift that is packed away in your backpack, jump off the cliff, and pull the cord. If you don't ever use it, you are going to become strictly a worker. Your days will become routine, and hopefully you'll have enough money to pay your bills. Is this how you want to live? If you're getting up every morning and going to a job that you hate, that is not living. You're just existing. At some point, you have to see what living is like. The only way you're going to see what living is like is to jump. When you first jump, your parachute will not open right away. I wish I could tell you that it would, but it won't. You're going to hit some rocks. You're going to get some skin torn off scraping against those cliffs. You may even get parts of your clothes torn off. You will get some cuts and possibly bleed pretty bad. But eventually, the parachute will open. That is a promise from God. It is not a theory, it's a promise. Can you name one thing that God has not gotten you through? I sincerely doubt it. Because if He hasn't gotten you through it already, He is currently pulling you through it right now. You are the living proof of it because you're breathing.